Between the kids being home and hosting, everything in our house gets used up in summer. With Instacart, I can save money by stocking up on all my favorite summer brands. I save time by getting everything delivered in as fast as an hour. And I save myself a sink full of dirty dishes by stocking up on paper plates for the annual summer cookout. Save more on summer essentials. Spend more time enjoying summer. Add summer to cart. Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Starburst. Being a pink Starburst is about more than enjoying your favorite juicy treat. It's a mindset. It's about being yourself and embracing self-love by prioritizing your needs and appreciating and celebrating all the things that make you unique. Celebrate what makes you, you with all pink Starburst. Tap the banner or visit starburst.com to learn more.
Today's show is brought to you by Gad Bless America, the hilarious new political talk show starring Josh Gad, the snowman from Frozen. Get ready to laugh as Gad throws his hat into the ring, teeing off on bold subjects like the President of the United States and more. Gad has been known to speak his mind, so get ready for a rollicking half hour of incisive political commentary, the likes of which only Josh Gad can provide. And use offer code TOMFRIENDSTOMPOD to get 10% more of the premiere episode of Gad Bless America, debuting on HBO on February 15th after an all-new Stand Dupe. Gad Bless America. Thank Gad for Gad. Let's do the show. Hey everybody, welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, I am the host, and we are going through each and every episode of Friends, one by one. Every episode of Friends is an episode of this podcast, and we're having a great time doing it, and I'm trying to just now pad out the thing. I should map out what this is going to be. Let's go meet the friends. That actually worked, but I can't have that be the... Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. We are going through each and every episode of Friends one by one. We are deep into season one now. Episode 21 of season one. The one with the fake Monica. Written by Adam Chase and Ira Ungerleider. Directed by Gail Mancuso, and this one first aired on April 27th of 1995. The story of this episode, Monica's credit card gets stolen, and after she sees the credit card receipts, the statement, she decides that the thief actually lives a better life than she does, which makes her want to figure out who the thief is, and she finds the fake Monica at a dance class, which she was charging to her credit card, and actually becomes friends with the fake Monica. And she's saying her name is Monona. And she's having a great time hanging out with the fake Monica, who's actually teaching her to be kind of live on the wild side of things and drink during the day. Now this one actually it's called The One with the Fake Monica, but it's the one where they can Marcel on this one. Marcel gets the boot, and because he's reaching sexual maturation for a monkey. And are you okay, Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. I'm good. Thanks, Tom.
Because no, this is the second show in a row where you're.
I know. I'm like you said. I try to leave it at the door.
Okay. And it's very distracting. Okay. And I mean, I know. I'm sure you have something. I'm sure it's legit. Let me just do the ad here this week. Today's episode is sponsored by Gad Bless America, the new political talk show starring actor Josh Gad. We all love Josh as the snowman in Frozen, and as the outrageous, edgy comedian that pushed Billy Crystal to the brink of insanity on the hit show The Comedians. But now Josh is bringing his unique political opinions to television. If you've read Josh's Twitter account, you'll know what I'm talking about. Remember when he destroyed the president by saying you should be ashamed of yourself? Or when he brought the White House literally to its knees by declaring this administration is a garbage fire? Who could forget it? So get ready for that level of courageous political commentary as Gad really lets loose. He's the guy that says what we already thought but don't have the patience to say out loud, and now he's got his own show. Gad Bless America, debuting on February 15th, only on HBO, after a brand new episode of Stan Dupe. And get an extra 10% more of the premiere episode by entering offer code TOMPODFRIENDSTOM at checkout. Gad Bless America, only on HBO. They know what's good. So this episode, Joey's also trying to get a stage name because he's concerned about Tribbiani not working. And hey, Jason.
Yeah, sorry.
What's wrong?
Okay, I didn't want to bring this up, but I guess I will. I'm just really upset. Real upset. I was at UCB the other day, and, all the comedians there, I admire so much, and, it was after a show, and we're all hanging out backstage, and they just kept coming at me with just how much this show sucks.
But with what?
Meet My Friends, the Friends, specifically, they said it's the worst show.
So they were coming, they knew you, they know you're an engineer.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And they're coming at you saying
that it's the crappiest podcast that's ever been recorded. Like, there's no point for it. Why would you do a podcast like this in 2018? Like, three performers kept telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's a real dumb waste of time.
Okay.
And they said that it's really,
all right.
It's embarrassing for me to be associated with it. So they said I should really back away.
So they're saying you should be embarrassed even just by being in the proximity of the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, are these people, do they just hate me?
No, they love the best show, but they're just really shocked at how low that you've sunk to do something like this. And, they repeated many times how nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And I care. I actually told him that I cared a lot, and that I actually stood up for you, Tom. I got to say, when this show started, I was one of those people. I thought this was an absolute just, it was just so bad. And I felt so awful every time I left the studio. But, we're 21 episodes in, and I've really started to enjoy it. And, they... Mm-hmm. I couldn't let them talk about it like that.
So these guys are all just ragging on the show.
Yeah. They say, that they made a list of other podcasts that are really bad podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And said that this would be at the bottom of that list.
So, wow. Okay.
They said, do you know how Serial Season 2 sucked? It's 100 times better than Meet My Friends, the Friends.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order, and they ship samples to you fast and free.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation. Plus, right now is their biggest sale ever.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com's Labor Day sale now and get up to 50% off, plus doorbusters. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right.
And then they went on this whole thing about, just like, this is probably going to end the best show.
So this is going to actually bleed over and somehow sink
Yeah, and I told them they were wrong. I said that there's no way in hell that this is a popular podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're making good money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I stood up for you. It's like when you get into a fight and you're fighting somebody in like a bar or some situation and you get really shaky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like no, the adrenaline. That's what you actually had?
Yeah, I've been feeling that for like 2 days.
So how many guys were there?
Oh, there were at least 20, 25. All hated the show.
So this is 20 or 20, like...
Like two shows. Like maybe the show ended and then the other show was getting ready to go on.
So it's almost like the...
Right.
Like, and they're all just piling on.
Everyone that you respect in the
community.
So
it was you versus...
All of them. In a darkened backstage.
Like, what did you say?
I said, you can't say that about the show. It's like you haven't even listened to it.
Uh-huh.
And they said, no, we have. It's they said S-H-I-T. I'm not going to curse on the show.
Yeah, we're trying to keep the show clean.
That didn't feel good. And they said it's really lessening my comedy career.
Uh-huh. Well, that, I don't know about if that's, that sounds like they're just, well, look, I'll say this to them. I think you're wrong. I believe in what we're doing here. This is not some cheap cash grab where I'm trying to make up ground from all the years where the best show was free.
That is exactly what they said.
They said that.
They said it's a cheap cash grab where you're trying to make up ground.
But it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It just like I that's offensive. That anyone would think that. And I just also want to say, look, we've gone back and forth with this. There's been some bumps in the road as we've sorted through this first season of the thing. But I'll say, Jason, thank you for sticking up for the show and for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I felt like I had to.
Well, if this
would have been episode one, I would have laughed it up with them.
Uh-huh.
But this isn't episode one. It's episode 21.
And we're into this.
We're in it now. So I can't...
Okay, good. Well, look, I... Thank you. Thank you.
One guy unsubscribed to the show, like, right in front of me.
Okay,
He said, watch this.
That's his... Good for him, though.
He pulled his phone out.
Okay, well, that's his loss, then. Because I think we're doing something great here, and I'm at the risk of sounding hokey.
Yeah.
It means something to me that you also think we're doing something special here now. So thank you. So with the episode, they say goodbye to Marcel. They find a zoo that he can get sent to, and there's actually a very funny cameo by Harry Shearer in this, who is trying to get Marcel donated to his, which he clearly has some sort of animal fighting league. That he thinks Marcel can have like a razor blade and fight like a rabbit and stuff. So, it's a really good episode. Monica's really funny in it, and watching her play drunk was great. Seeing Marcel get the boot was. Thank you for saying what you said. Thank you.
You're welcome. When somebody says. You know, hey, you know when Tom does that line of the episode thing? Like, it literally makes me have the worst feeling I've ever had in my life. When somebody says that to you, you're like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah, thank you. It is wrong. It's a fun... People are having fun listening to the show, and it's bringing back good memories about friends. And I don't know if people are jealous that the show's making the... The show's turning a profit. I don't know if that's what it is. I don't know if it's that the thing that I came to this thing relatively late and still managed to figure out an angle that all passed all of them, but I don't know. And I don't care. I know who's, you could worry about the people on your side and that's all you worry about. In this episode, it's weird how much emotion you, when you start to really take it, start to take a look at it. Ross is always emotional in the show. He's got so much that he's emotional about. So, but the thing with Joey and is funny, and Chandler is funny with that. So, so let's get to Friends First.
Friends First.
And I think the only friends first that I could find in this one, it's the first time we've seen Monica drunk. Would be the first time. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun friends fact.
I'm going to do that again and make it louder because people like even.
They pointed that out. They said that it's way too loud.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Then let's see what they think of this.
Time for another fun friends fact.
There you go. A little too loud for you.
Yeah.
The fun friends fact would be this time that when Ross is telling Joey and Chandler he has to give away Marcel, the three of them are sitting on the couch mimicking the famous three monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil pose on the couch, a little reference to the monkey. So that's that. Line of the episode. Again, sorry, guys.
It's the line of the episode.
Too loud for you? Sorry. And I'm not going to ask for it on air, but I'd love to get names on who these people are.
Okay. No, I will tell. I'll say everybody's name.
Okay.
I'll tell you the people who said that, you know, this is going to be the thing that finishes Tom Sharpling.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll tell you the eight people that said that.
Uh-huh.
And they did an improv scene based on it after saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you.
It's charming.
Yeah.
So the funniest moment, the line of the episode, Chandler is helping Joey come up with his stage name. And he says, Joe Stalin. And Joey's like, Stalin. Do I know that name? It sounds familiar. And Chandler says, well, it does not ring a bell with me. Joe Stalin. You know, that's pretty good. Chandler says, might want to try Joseph. Joey's, Joseph Stalin. I think you'd remember that. That's a good moment. And to rank the episode, it's a funny enough episode. 7 friends out of a possible 10 friends. And then we rank the friends this time. Monica, Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, and I'm going to say Joey and Chandler are tied. Not even that they're in the cellar, they're just tied, because that's where they did a good, Chandler was not so bad in this one, and yeah. And I think that kind of does it for today. We're still working on the Gunther interview with James Michael Tyler. That should come into focus very soon.
They also said that would never, ever happen.
They said, okay. Well, it's pretty bleeping funny that they listen so closely and hate it so much.
They really hate listening to this, and I couldn't stand for it. I had to stand up, and that's what I did.
So they're hate listening
they
to this
hate,
now.
They say it is, like, that's really the only good thing about the podcast.
It's to hate listening to it.
It's the only podcast that... It'll probably, like they said, if there is a chart for hate listening, mm-hmm. Meet My Friends, the Friends will be at the top of it.
Oh, so they think this is what, the Room or Studio 60 or whatever people get twisted about?
Oh, worse than that.
Okay. Well, that's their problem. Getting loud, huh? Mono music here. Thanks, everybody. It's a little too loud. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We will be back with another episode. Thank you to engineer Jason Gore.
You're welcome.
And thanks to Josh Cantor for the music. And we will be back with another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends.
Colin was one of the guys that said
Colin.
It.
Yeah. Okay. Who else?
Jeffrey.
Okay.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Tyler.